Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, out in California, we have this nine-member California Reparations Task Force that wants to take money away from white people who've never owned slaves to give to black people who've never actually been slaves, other than that we are all slaves to that 1040 form. And they had concluded residents should receive more than $223,000 each for the enduring efforts of racism and slavery. Well, apparently now one of the task forces said, really, black people are owed $1 million each for collective harms. Yeah, I believe that. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You were talking about that call that Matt Gaetz got. According to Glenn Beck, that threatening call was from the kingmaker, Donald Trump. He didn't get a call.
He got a somebody whispered in his ear.
Yeah, well, it was from Trump. Okay. According to Glenn Beck, Trump, he wants to be the kingmaker. He wants to take care of everything. He's not on our side. People have to start realizing that. I mean, we want
I would want further information on this one because, you know, Donald Trump certainly was not on the floor of the House of Representatives at the time. And if he was going to talk to Matt Gaetz, he would have, called him on his cell phone or something like that. But what I want to know is what the individual who actually whispered in Matt's ear actually said. And unfortunately, he was facing away from the camera, so we couldn't lip read him.
It's terrible that Matt Gaetz caved in whatever was said.
But the old GOP establishment is still in place and still in power, and that does not bode well for the country.
Yeah. Well, I see Trump is screwing up everything. He needs to back away.
Well, I mean, that's the opinion of all the liberals and Democrats. You know, Trump just messed up their party something bad. But at this point, I think, shaking the tree a little bit is a healthy thing.
That's right. We wanted the Freedom Caucus in there. So anyway, I just thought that, what Glenn Beck said. Maybe there's more information on his website.
I'll look into it, but I think Glenn is jumping to conclusions on this one, and I could be wrong, but this just doesn't feel right. What can I tell you? Anyway, thank you for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to George in Nevada. Hello, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really more of a listener than I am a caller. I think the last time I called you was last year about this time. You were asking for predictions for the new year.
Okay.
Now, my prediction for this year is, many people are predicting now that the Republicans have control of the Congress or the House. Hunter Biden and Anthony Fauci will see justice now. I don't believe that. I think it's going to be business as usual. Now, we know that the FBI is fond of Hunter Biden. And
I think it's more accurate to say the FBI is fond of whoever's in power, because the FBI behaves like the FBI regardless of which party is in office at the time. So I don't think they're especially aligned with Joe Biden. He just happens to be the president, and the FBI's job is to basically be the Gestapo.
Okay, but they do not want to prosecute or even look into the matter concerning Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they're trying to maintain the illusion for the American people that we have good government and honest elections.
Well, it's common knowledge that we don't. Well, it's to anybody. Suppose we had suppose we had honest elections and Trump was still president, as he should be, what would be different? What would be different? We'd still be creating billions of dollars every month out of nothing. If we only created half of what we create, we'd still be in big trouble. Anyway,
you know, that private central bank model, inevitably it leads to destruction. It's basically a giant pyramid scheme.
Correct. But anyways, they won't even... You've seen the questioning. You've seen Rand Paul questioning Fauci, and you get the impression that they're adversaries. I'm saying they're not adversaries. They're just actors in a play.
Mm-hmm.
And Fauci will never be charged with anything.
He won't, because, they're having to keep the lid on this major mess up, because everybody's afraid of civil litigation, and the government is, they're already worried that the American people are losing faith and trust in them. They're worried about what's happening in Brazil, could happen here over the elections, could happen here over COVID, when everybody who's lost a loved one to those vaccine shots realize it wasn't necessary.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Okay, but it's good. The bottom line is that it's going to be business as usual. The whole system, every fiat currency, purchasing power of every fiat currency is eventually zero. And that's going to be our situation, too. Now, what I don't understand, what I don't know, I don't think anybody knows what the ultimate outcome is going to be, because every country in the world has a fiat currency.
I think Iran is still on the older system, which is why Iran is so hated.
And North Korea and Cuba, correct?
Yeah. There's a few countries that are still not in the private central bankers' clutches. I mean, Iraq tried to break free. They killed Saddam. Libya tried to break free. They killed Gaddafi. And,
right.
Yeah.
And, we killed Soleimani. Trump bragged that he was responsible.
Well, I don't know that specifically had to do with the bankers. I think that was just, related to the military conflict and the fact that Soleimani represented a return to the multipolar world.
So you don't think it had anything to do with they did not have a central bank. Is that correct?
No, they were not operating under a central bank. Well, basically, got everybody angry with him is that he approached the United Nations and said that he wanted to keep the oil for food deal, but he wanted it denominated in euros rather than the U.S. dollars. And that's when Tony Blair flew to Texas and had that little confab with Bush and then started, fashioning the propaganda around the decision to go to war, leading to the dodgy dossier and the rest of that. That was definitely financially motivated. I mean, the bankers, they wield tremendous control. I mean, if you've ever read my article, All Wars
the
of Bankers
have more control. The bankers have more control than any.
Well, the bankers are in control, unfortunately.
Right.
What was it that Rothschild said? Give me control of a nation's currency, and I care not who makes the laws.
Correct. And it's been that way for hundreds of years, and it's still that way today. Well, anyways, I just want to say it's business as usual. The questioning of Rand Paul to Fauci is... They are not adversaries. They're just players in a play. They're actors in a play.
Well, we'll see what comes on out. I agree with you that Fauci is not going to be prosecuted, not because anybody likes Fauci, but they don't dare admit the degree of damage that this COVID vaccine campaign has caused.
Okay, that's another thing. That's going to be exposed more and more and more every day.
Oh, yeah. You know, too many people are dropping dead on TV for them to keep a lid on that.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, Soleimani was killed as a favor to Israel by Trump. If you remember, Soleimani helped Nasrallah with Hezbollah against the Jews, against Israel.
Okay.
So I believe that Soleimani was killed because he did a lot of he helped Hezbollah and did a lot of damage to Israel. Remember when Israel lost the war, and I think it was, what was it, 2014 or 13?
Yeah.
Anyways, you mentioned that you would like to know what's you know what the guy whispered to Matt Gaetz. I'll tell you, I'd like to know what was in those envelopes handed out at Poppy Bush's funeral. Do you have any idea what was in those envelopes?
No, I don't. But the fact that almost everybody got one, I would say it's some kind of a dividend, you know, or hush money.
Yeah. It certainly wasn't some kind of threat like it was played out to that Trump was going to expose anything because nothing happened. But anyways, one other quick thing that I've been watching today is the Russians are really starting to pick up the pace on Bakhmut. I don't know how much you've watched on it. I know you'd said something in the beginning of the program, but they're coming from all different directions now. And if you look at Bakhmut, is starting to look like Aleppo.
Well, you know, now that the ground has frozen solid and the machinery is no longer being impeded by the mud, this would be the time for Russia to make its move.
Yeah, and they showed today the two U.S.-made tanks were frozen solid, something in the gearbox, and they were stuck. So, anyways, I want to see Russia win. So, Mike, I'll let you go, and I'll let somebody else talk.
All right, well, I don't want to see, well, let me put it this way. I'm opposed to the war. I don't want to go through a war. I don't want to lose the war because I don't want future generations of Americans paying for a war that they had no say in starting or stopping. And if you look at what happened to, like Germany in the aftermath of World War I, where a private central bank was imposed on them, leading to this incredible runaway inflation. I don't want to see that happen here. And if war should come about between the NATO and Russia, you know, for purely selfish, greedy reasons, I'm going to want the U.S. to win. And it's not fair to the Russians, but I'm trying to be practical here.
I'd like to see the U.S. government collapse myself. Well, but anyways, I'll let you go.
That, I think, could very realistically happen because the American people are losing trust in them. We've been lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We've been lied to about the vaccines. We've been lied to about the economy. And people can only take so many lies before they finally say, I'm tired of being lied to, and I'm just not going to pay attention any longer.
Mike, good talking to you. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, do you remember the McCloskeys? This was Mark McCloskey and his wife who defended their home from a rampaging, mob of protesters. This was back on June 28th, 2020. And McCloskey and his wife, Patricia, pled guilty to misdemeanor charges for assault and harassment for wielding guns as self-defense measures on their property while watching Black Lives Matter protesters walk through their private gated neighborhood. And everybody thought it was a horrible miscarriage of justice that these people were being punished for basically protecting their home. But that's exactly what happened. Now, the two were required to pay fines totaling $2,750. The two also surrendered the guns they wielded, a Colt AR-15 and a Brico pistol, which it turned out didn't even work. They had to repair it at the police lab before they could test fire and say, oh, yes, this would have caused damages here. Well, they received a pardon. The McCloskeys received a pardon, and yet a Missouri judge has ruled that they will not get their guns or the fines they paid back. You know, we got your guns, you don't get them back here. Meanwhile, there's a video making the rounds on social media, and this is down in Texas, where this person of ill intent barges into a restaurant and is just stealing from people, and one of the patrons sitting having a meal, concealed carry permit, just drops the guy in his tracks. Okay, that's why we have a Second Amendment, to be able to defend ourselves against criminals when the government will not do that. Meanwhile, up in Philadelphia, a woman with a concealed carry permit shot and wounded an attacker basically on New Year's Day. CBS News reported the woman shot the man on Tacawana Street near Torresdale Avenue as he was allegedly attacking her, and he did survive there. But on April 1st of last year, Breitbart News reported that concealed carry permit applications for Philadelphia were up 6% because law-abiding residents are responding to the city's violent crime by arming themselves. In the sure and certain knowledge, the police will not be there to do it. And remember, there is no law requiring a police officer to intervene in a violent crime in progress. So forget all that stuff you see on TV about, you know, book 'em Dano, and we're going to kick down the door and take out the bank robbers. It doesn't happen. The police basically sit, wait till it's all over. I used to have a scanner radio before they encrypted the police radios, and I'd hear them saying, well, do you think the guy's gone yet? And I don't know. Let's give it another 5 minutes, and we'll go in then. And when a crime is being committed, there are only two parties there. There are the perpetrators or perpetrator, and there are the victims or victim. The police aren't there when the crime is being committed. So the only one who can stop the crime in progress is a lawfully armed, law-abiding citizen exercising their Second Amendment right. And it happens millions of times every year, something the gun grabbers actually are trying to conceal from you. They're trying to sell this idea about, you don't need a gun, the police will take care of you. It's not going to happen. Look what's going on in Chicago and Philadelphia. All righty, 512-248-8252. Now, pro-Antifa attorney General Keith Ellison has charged a former Minneapolis police officer for allegedly assaulting a man who fired at police during the Black Lives Matter riots following George Floyd's death. Okay, and former officer Justin Stetson, 34, has been charged with one felony count of third-degree assault. Now, this Attorney General, Keith Ellison, infamously shared a photo of himself holding the Antifa Anti-Fascist Handbook, claiming it would strike fear into the heart of former President Donald Trump. And so Stetson is now accused of beating up Black Lives Matter activist Jaleel Stallings on May 30th of 2020. They're definitely prosecuting the wrong people. On that evening, rioters had lit fires all over the city, including a post office, gas stations, and other businesses near the police department. Remember when the media was covering it and they said, well, it's a mostly peaceful protest. Just the flames are, you know, reaching into the sky behind them. Now, a little bit of common sense breaking out south of the border. Mexico's President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador is abandoning the hugs, not bullets approach to dealing with Mexico's violent crime problem that is fueled by the drug cartels and armed by, well, Fast and Furious, among other things. And he's out there saying this doesn't work and it's not viable. And anybody who was thinking about it from the beginning would have known it's not going to work. And yet they're pursuing that here, you know, cash-free bail, get them out on the streets as quickly as possible. And, you know, we're just going to go gently on the criminals and they'll turn into good human beings themselves. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
The fight for Speaker of the House seems to be the big news. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code Lighthouse at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for flu season. For the first time in 100 years, the Speaker of the House vote has gone on for days. At the time of this recording, there have been 11 votes and still no Speaker elected. I think the fact that Kevin McCarthy has tried 11 times and has not even considered stepping aside, nothing but an indication of McCarthy's ego. It has been my experience that anyone who wants a job of power this badly is not the person we, the people, should want to have that job. I am glad this fight is happening. My opinion of several members of Congress has changed during this process, some for the better and some for the worse. Aside from politics, I would like to ask for your help again. My dear friend lost everything on December 30th when her apartment building was destroyed by fire. My friend Tashoy is starting the new year with absolutely nothing. If you are able, please help my friend through the GoFundMe link at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, do you remember that climate extremist group? They call themselves Extinction Rebellion, and they got a lot of press for doing dumb things like throwing paint at masterpieces of art. Fortunately, they were all covered by protective glass, and then the Extinction Rebellion people would super glue themselves to the walls, and, this was to protest, global warming and so forth, and they're now admitting that this kind of a disruption really is counterproductive. Of course it is. You know, you're going to annoy everybody, especially art lovers, and they're not going to listen to you. So anyway, in a statement issued on the first of this year, Extinction Rebellion, which is primarily British, vowed to temporarily shift away from public disruption as a primary tactic. You know, so we'll see what's going to go on. And again, climate change is getting the blame for pretty much everything. As we mentioned earlier in the show, they're saying, oh, the current health crisis, that's all the fault of human-caused global warming. And to get a little bit more ridiculous here, over at UNS.com, they have this story about how climate change is now linked to causing black gun violence across America. and somehow white people are immune, and that's racist. Okay. So, we're seeing an explosion of gun violence between blacks all across America. And now they're out there trying to say, well, you know, this is global warming here, and it's all caused by climate change. And they said, that's what was causing it. But researchers took a look at the claim and found that only 7% of the shootings occurred on days with above average temperatures. That's really too small a correlation. But over on my ClimateGate page, I had a subpage on all the things that were being blamed on global warming that just made absolutely no sense. And it's just another one of these government propaganda operations to get you to surrender more of your money and more of your freedoms and accept global world control. And this push for global government is being built on a platform of three columns. The first one is climate change. The second one is pandemic and the need for a global health authority, which the World Health Organization is already trying to get this pandemic treaty in place. And the third, a transitioning of the economy, talking about, all digital dollars, central bank digital currencies, and no other possible alternative to carry on commerce. All right. Over at the New York Times, they had a weird story. This was an op-ed, and it said that mating with shorter people will lead toward a greener planet, since smaller individuals are inherent conservationists. And I don't know where they're getting that from. Now, the reality is paleontology has shown that as food supplies dry up, animals do get smaller. On one of the islands, the Channel Islands off the coast of California, they have discovered the fossil remains of woolly mammoths. But when the islands became separated away from the mainland, the woolly mammoths on the island, dealing with limited food, began to shrink generation after generation after generation, and are nowhere near the size of the samples that are hauled out of the La Brea tar pits, for example. Okay, 512-248-8252. And we're getting a little bit of a show in the night sky. There's a comet. It's C-2022 E3 ZTF, and it's currently passing through the inner solar system. It will pass closest to Earth between the 1st and 2nd of February. Now, it's not a particularly bright one. You should be able to see it naked eye, but definitely you can pick it up with binoculars or a telescope. What makes this one interesting is this is a known periodic comet, and the last time it was this close to the sun, it was being looked at by Neanderthals. And so it's definitely a relic of the early solar system. And I'm going to get on out there and try and get a picture of it myself here. Now, scientists have discovered two new minerals in a large meteorite. In fact, it's the ninth largest meteorite ever found near the town of El Ali in central Somalia. And they found two minerals in there that just do not exist on this Earth. Okay, and that means they obviously originated somewhere else. It's a truly extraterrestrial meteor. And so that's very, very exciting. And so we'll see what's going to happen on there. Bad news for China. Something may have gone wrong for their first ever Mars mission. Now, back in July of 2020, China launched the Tianwen-1. And, oh, my goodness, we got to take a break for commercials. More about space when we come back. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
okay, welcome back to our show here, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, getting on back to China, back in July of 2020, China launched the Tianwen-1, and the mission's rover named Zhurong landed on Mars in May of 2021, and they did what they were doing very smoothly. Until May of 2022, when the Zhurong, the rover, was put into a hibernation mode to get through the very harsh Martian winter. But there seems to be a little bit of a glitch, because the Zhurong was supposed to wake up in December and does not appear to have done so, and complicating things even further, the Tianwen-1 Mars orbiter seems to be having communications issues. And having sat at those consoles myself, I have a great deal of sympathy for what their people are doing. All righty. Over at MIT Technology Review, they have an article, and I want to stress we're talking about special development hardware here. This is not in the stores. Okay. But investigative journalist Eileen Guo revealed images of a woman sitting on a toilet somehow found their way on Facebook after being captured by a Roomba J7. Now, iRobot basically came on out and said, this is not the one that's in the store. These are special developments, and they're not available yet for purchase. The iRobot said these were only given to paid collectors and employees who signed written agreements acknowledging that they were sending data streams, including video, back to the company for training purposes. Well, it probably that lady should have taken another look at that Roomba before she sat down on that toilet here. It's a little embarrassing, the things that get out there on the internet. Now, this is kind of real blue sky technology. I mean, we're still going over the debate about 5G technology and all the little antennas that are out there. But researchers at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst believe they can use humans as antennas to power 6G, okay? Because they're going to harvest energy from you that would otherwise be wasted. And that would certainly be green. That's going to keep the climate people happy. And, 5G is the fifth generation of cellular broadband networks. It's still in its infancy. True 5G networks operate in millimeter wave frequencies between 30 and 300 gigahertz, which are up to 10 to 100 times higher frequency than the 4G cellular network. And we don't know where these 6Gs are going to be working, but apparently they're considering that they can power the whole system, from your body energy. Boy, talk about the Matrix. You know, they had everybody plugged into the little battery there. Okay, we're getting a report now, skipping on back to Brazil. Former President Bolsonaro, whom everybody thinks the election was stolen, is now in a hospital in Florida with abdominal pain. It is apparently lingering damage from surviving a knife attack back in 2018. And I certainly hope he has lots of guards around him, because being in a hospital in the United States under a government that really wishes he would go away, that's kind of a dangerous, dangerous situation there. All right, 512-248-8252. And we're coming up here on the end of the program. Let's see. Apparently, staff cleaning the Capitol Police headquarters in Washington, D.C., keep finding guns that are being abandoned by the Capitol Hill Police, and that's a real problem. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I like watching, the History Channel and all that stuff, and saw something the other day on the Battle of Trafalgar, which took place in 1805. That was the one where Nelson died on the victory and all that. This was overall, a useful hour-long thing on the History Channel, but they wrote in just like they do, like, for instance, in Hamilton, where they write in all the characters as being black,
Mm-hmm.
In this case, this is there were 120,000 was the statistic that they said, people in the Royal Navy in 1805, and a tiny percentage of them were black. I mean, tiny. And
yes,
if they were doing something that was menial, right? Not menial, but just an ordinary seaman type of thing.
Yes.
But in this case, they do the dramatization, and the dramatizations all included a black sailor, all of them. And they went out of their way to say, to bring up a guy named John Perkins, for anybody who wants to look this up, John Perkins, as a black British Royal Navy officer, and this is in the Trafalgar battle. Well, I looked up John Perkins afterwards, And he was out of the Royal Navy by Trafalgar. They said what a record-breaking captain he had been. He was in a four-gun sloop, or a 10-gun sloop. And he took a lot of prizes, but how many prizes can you take? How big would they be, right? And he, by the way, he was half white. He was from Jamaica. But the point I want to also make is that not only was this guy not even in the battle and a totally inconsequential figure that wasn't in the battle, that had an almost nondescript command, but he was also, when he retired back to Jamaica where he owned 26 slaves. And they don't go over that either. Yeah. You know, I know I've talked before about how they've, like, misled everybody on the Tuskegee Airmen. There's never been a black ace ever. The leading score for the Tuskegee Airmen, which had about 100 combat pilots. I don't want to minimize. These guys went out and did what they did, and they risked their lives and all that. But I did the research on it, and there were 112 aerial victories by these 100 guys in almost 2.5 years of combat flying top of the line. You know, they started out, they got upgraded just like the white pilots did, finally ending up in P-51.
Mm-hmm.
But the leading white squadrons and fighter groups, didn't have 112 aerial victories. By the way, those 112 were mainly against Romanians. They were flying against the Pulaski oil field. There weren't any Germans on the whole thing, which means inferior planes, inferior pilots, basically, at least compared to the Germans. But the leading white groups had over 700 kills.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the claim to fame where they never lost a bomber in their escort duties, against Germany. Well, they didn't even have escort duties until after the summer, just like the fall of 1944, because they were in the 15th Air Force in Italy. Supremacy, not just superiority, had been won once before, by the way, they did lose bombers. But there was no opposition. They were like completely escorting on skies. Skies have been swept free by white fighter groups, of which there were many, many, many more. There were 300,000 planes in the Air Force in World War II. The Tuskegee Airmen had 100, and they didn't have very many kills at that. And this goes on and on. I mean, I can point this stuff out to you all the time, where they make it really woke, and they're disappearing us. If so you ask a kid now who's seen this thing on the History Channel, they take it for gospel, they'll think, oh, my God, the greatest captain in the history of the Royal Navy was this guy John Perkins. Not at all. And, by the way, he was a slaveholder just like Kamala Harris's parents' ancestors were.
Yes.
But if you look at that, even though he wasn't even in the Battle of Trafalgar, he retired by then to his slave plantation in Jamaica, they'll think that, this guy won the Battle of Trafalgar. just like they think that the only group that they could name would be the Tuskegee Airmen. It's like stolen valor, Mike.
Yes.
And they're stealing not only our history, but they're stealing our valor and giving it to these guys who weren't even there.
Well, just like the California Reparations Committee is going to steal money from white people who've never been slaveholders to give to black people who've never been slaves. It's all politics and pandering and it's not working. I mean, going back to that story about black on black violence, this attitude, of reparations, and we have a license to do things. I mean, I'm seeing all these videos all over social media of people just coming into fast food restaurants and convenience stores, and they demand something, and the clerk says no, and they just trash the place and walk on out. I mean, that's not very social behavior.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bring up here is that I obviously I live in California, And I don't know how they're going to be able to tax that out of us. They're going to have, of course, they'll have to tax that out of only white people. How do you, I'm not sure about the legality. I'm not sure about the challenges to that, but they'll also have to take it. This is a majority, the biggest, at least the biggest ethnic group are Mexicans, probably illegal, but Mexicans anyways, who have
nothing to do. Well, they're still going to let them vote.
Yeah, but are they going to be taking that wealth from them too? How are they going to discriminate that come tax time? And by the way, about a month and a half ago, there was a row, and as somebody put a mic on, a couple people, Hispanic groups, a councilman in L.A., talking about how it was nothing but an ethnic fight for control of L.A. in the L.A. City Council, and these councilmen were talking. You remember that, Mike?
Yeah, I remember that.
How the Mexicans were taking control of stuff, and there was a black group that was trying to take control. Nobody even talked about the whites, and they're fighting amongst each other. And in that environment, I can't see how they're ever going to raise. You think the Mexicans have enough money to give $1 million to every black person in California?
No, I think ultimately they'll just want, especially with the reparations committee now saying $1 million per black person, I think they're just going to print the money up out of thin air and hand it on out. And, it's a raw deal for everybody because it makes all of our money worth that much less.
I don't even know how they're going to wrest that out of the population without taking it, and by the way, from the huge Hispanic majority that would have to pony up money as well. The only way I can see it happening, Mike, is if they give like a free ride to black people. They go to school for free. They don't pay taxes, which everybody else would be pissed about that, but they don't pay taxes. They go to free schools. They get free this, free that, but not actually.
Well, you know, I'm opposed to this idea of reparations. I don't think we should be talking about how we can make this work. I think it's nonsense to begin with. I said before, the current population of white people have never been slave owners, and the current population of blacks have never been slaves. And a lot of them, their ancestors came to this country after slavery had been abolished, so they're not even descendants of slaves. You know,
my wife came in from Jamaica in 1982, right? Became a naturalized citizen, did well, all that, worked hard, did well. But she's gonna collect reparations from her husband. Or
yeah,
from Ohio. And so they're gonna take money from me to give to her, and her family wasn't even in the country. And you know, how what is it? You know? And how about my daughter, who's half black and half white, and the white part is from the north and did a lot, you know?
Well, they'll take money from her right pocket and shove it into the left pocket.
It's just unbelievable. But there you go. That's California, and what did Newsom say about himself? It's the cornerstone of democracy or something.
Something about freedom, but California's
not.
I mean, it's insanity. And it's pandering for votes. Blacks have traditionally been a Democratic voting stronghold, which is kind of weird because the Democrats created the KKK. And blacks have been turning away from the Democratic Party, and this is just a desperate effort to get them back.
Yeah. Remember Robert Byrd? I know you know who he is.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton gave the eulogy at his funeral. He was a grand dragon or something.
Yes.
But nobody talks about that as Bill Clinton gave the eulogy, or Hillary, whichever was one of the two. But that was her mentor in the Senate. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, anyways. That's it for me, Mike. I just watched that thing, and it's more offensive every day.
Yeah, it does, and it's just blatant pandering. for political gain and votes. And, you know, I think it's actually gotten worse here than it was in the old Soviet Union. So thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're coming up on a break here. We've got open lines 512-248-8252. Getting back into some other news here, a little bit of common sense breaking out. Down in a school district just north of Tampa, Florida, they have set a new set of rules for the bathrooms, and that is you use the bathroom that corresponds to your biological sex. And this is going to start next month. You are not allowed to go in the opposite bathroom. And, you know, some common sense breaking out there. All right. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back soon.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Have you heard the good news?
Which good news would that be?
Well, it seems that the United States military found a sucker to buy some F-35s.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I'd seen the article before. Yeah, Canada's going to buy a bunch of F-35s. You know, oddly enough, they agreed to this purchase, you know, what is it, a week after half the fleet was grounded over a fuel line problem with the latest engine?
Yeah, so I guess the final agreement's for 88 of these planes. So I'm assuming that a lot of the old problems have been ironed out.
Well, you know what they say about assume. You know, the last time I looked, there's apparently a fairly long list of still unresolved issues that they're, you know, going working with Lockheed Martin to try and straighten them out. And the plane is a boondoggle, and I'm really very surprised that anybody wants to buy it when there are equally capable and much less expensive aircraft available from, for example, Russia or China. And, you know, obviously a political deal was made somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So, apparently there's going to be 88 of them that are going to be bought, and the budget's for $18 billion. When I do that little bit of simple math, Mike, I come up with $215 million per plane, as opposed to what they're saying in here, which is 85.
Well, you know, it's not just the aircraft, it's the support equipment, it's, you know, as spare parts, and there's a lot of goes withness. And, you know, it's like when you buy a car, you can get the stripped down model, but by the time you add in the cup holders and the air conditioning and the music system and the burglar alarm, the price goes way, way up.
Yep, just like the Pentagon Papers.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, didn't Israel purchase some of these as well?
Yeah, they did, and they had to ground about one-third of the ones they bought following the crash here in the United States, which has now been attributed to a faulty fuel line in the engine.
So just to wrap this up, you know, the United States, for all of its shortcomings, is still has a bunch of vassal states all over the world.
Yes, it does.
And if anyone in government or in this country that I'm in, Canada, thinks that we can say no to the United States on anything, well, they've got another thing coming. Because if the United States wants something from Canada, let's say some natural resource, they will just come and get it.
Yeah, otherwise we'll have Michael Moore launch Canadian Bacon 2.
Michael Moore. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know
that
one thing he did about
the
description
wasn't
bad.
You know, anyway.
I can hear the music. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, there is the music here, and we are at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone with his guest, Dane Wigington. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Help us through these very, very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse
to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.